Johnny.
Sipili lihlala khona.
Apa bahlali basemjondolo andibabona.
Hey, ndibona wena noTata uMasipa qha abakangeni ezinye ii-members nje. And
inethiwekhi yakho ke ingathi sifuna usiphingxaki. Ndathi Masipa Thobela. Dumela moetapele. Le kae? E re teng le kae na ntate Madiba? Re yona na Mlato.
Dankie.
Ba phetse ka Stellenbosch.
No, ba right-e le wine e tlo tsena ditramo.
Masipa mantswako o sa ya ko lena batho ba Stellenbosch.
Yeah, we'll be processing.
Le senyadilo.
We'll be processing in January soon. So don't worry.
Be butle.
Butle ntate.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
So, enjoy.
Looks like our colleagues are on strike now. What's going on?
It's not end of the year. The fatigue is gotten to everyone. Huh?
No.
And the Mandelas is when they start working now. It's when that oil, it had their blood is boiling. So,
yeah.
I'm energized. So, it's like, come, let's get this work done.
Oh, there.
Hey, Mthembu Omkhulu. Kunjani Mvelase? Another 5 minutes and see if we are able to locate them. I have Cora.
Yes, Chair, we can start now.
Thank you. Honorable members, good morning. Khuyemore. Molweni. Dumela, allow me to take this opportunity, honorable members, to invite you to our portfolio committee meeting on agriculture, land reform, and rural development. As we have two bills before us, that on phytosanitary issues on plant and health, as well as the deeds registry. I have honorable members requested the secretariat to circulate the bills to honorable members so that we can be able to go through them and therefore be able to engage on the motion of desirability. I will first, honorable members, in terms of our agenda, put the plant health phytosanitary bill and its motion of desirability. And if there is no motion of desirability, when we adopt the motion of desirability, we will then proceed to the deeds registry bill. If there are honorable members, any amendments members may wish to put, we do have legal services with us that will be able to capture those amendments but these are fairly easy and clear bills that we should not see much difficulties in them. So with that said, allow me, honorable members, to put the plant health phytosanitary bill and the motion of desirability. Thank you, honorable members. Before the Portfolio Committee on Agricultural and Reform and Rural Development is the motion of desirability on the Plant Health Phytosanitary Bill B14-2021. It reads as follows. The Plant Health Phytosanitary Bill B14-2021, having been referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agricultural and Reform and Rural Development for consideration and reporting in compliance with the National Assembly Rules, 9th edition, Rule 286. The rules read as follows. 1. If a bill has been published for public comment in terms of Rule 276 or 295, the Assembly Committee to which the bill is referred must give interested persons and institutions an opportunity to comment on the bill. 2. If a bill has not been published for public comment and the committee to which the bill is referred considers a public comment on the bill to be necessary, it may, by way of invitation, press statement, advertisements, or in any other manner, invite the public to comment on the bill. The Plant Health Bill was advertised for public comments during the month of July 2023, where the public and the relevant stakeholders were given a period of 30 days to submit inputs on the bill to the committee. The committee did not receive any public submissions on Plant Health Bill during and after the period of the advertisement. Following inputs from legal services on the constitutionality of the bill, the content advisor on policy matters, and the assurance that there are no contentious issues regarding the bill, and having noted that the relevant stakeholders have already been consulted by the department and have made inputs during the drafting of the bill, the committee did not find any reason not to process the bill. NA Rule 286, subsection 4, further reads as follows. The committee, 1. After due deliberation, must consider a motion of desirability on subject matter of the bill, and if rejected, must immediately table the bill and its report on the bill. J. If the motion of desirability is adopted, must proceed to deliberate on the details of the bill. Honorable members, here is the motion of desirability. I put it before the Portfolio Committee for consideration. And we have a mover for the adoption of the motion of desirability.
Chairperson.
Honorable Chair.
Thank you, sir, and thanks to everybody who attended the meeting, members of parliament, and the staff. I move for the motion to adopt the motion of desirability, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable members, can we have a seconder for the adoption of the motion of desirability?
Yes, Chair. Honorable Marco here.
Honorable Marco.
Thank you very much. I stand to second the move for adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Marco. Moves for the adoption of the motion of desirability. Honorable members, having adopted the motion of desirability, I therefore put the bill in its entirety on plant health phytosanitary bill before the committee. Are there any honorable members who may wish to make amendments on the bill? I don't see any hands, honorable members. Are we in agreement with the bill?
Yes, we are agreement.
Thank you, Honorable Marshall. Any second, honorable members?
We are agreement.
Honorable Tappe?
Yes, Chair, we agree, no amendment.
Thank you, Honorable Kabe agrees, no amendments. With that said, honorable members, we will request the legal services, refer the bill to legal services for further processing. We will look into the A list and the drafting of the B bill, which will then be brought before the committee for adoption. That, honorable members, concludes the first item on our agenda, that being the bill on the plant health phytosanitary bill. We will now move, honorable members, to the Disregistry Amendment Bill. And as we have done with the previous bill on plant health, we will do likewise and present the motion of desirability on the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill, B28-2022. It reads as follows, honorable members. The Deeds Registries Amendment Bill, B28-2022, having been referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agricultural and Reform and Rural Development for consideration and reporting in compliance with the National Assembly Rules, 9th edition, Rule 286. The rule reads as follows. 1. If a bill has been published for public comment in terms of Rule 276 or 295, the Assembly Committee to which the bill is referred must give interested persons and institutions an opportunity to comment on the bill. 2. If a bill has not been published for public comment and the committee to which the bill is referred considers public comment on the bill to be necessary, it may, by way of invitation, press statements, advertisements, or if any other manner, invite the public comment on the bill. Having not received substantive written submissions after 30 days of the advertisement of the bill for public comment, the committee received inputs from Parliament Legal Advisor. advisors on legal or constitutional questions and policy questions respectively. The committee deliberated on the inputs, especially the introduction of the recordal of register land rights in the deeds office. The committee did not find any reason not to process the bill. Rule 286, subsection 4, further reads as follows. The committee, Roman numerical 1, after due deliberation, must consider the motion of desirability on the subject matter of the bill, and if rejected, must immediately table the bill and its report on the bill. And 2, Roman numerical letter 2, if the motion of desirability is adopted, must proceed to deliberate on the details of the legislation. Honorable members, allow me to present before you the motion of desirability on the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the motion of desirability? Go ahead, Honorable Kape.
Yeah, I move that the motion on desirability of the Deeds Registry Bill be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kape moves for the motion of desirability to be adopted. Honorable members, can we have a seconder?
Yes, Chair.
Go ahead, Honorable Kape.
Ndumiso Kape, I second the move for the adoption of motion of desirability. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kape. Seconds the adoption of the motion of desirability. Honorable members, with that said, let me present the bill in its entirety. If honorable members wish to make amendments, are there any amendments that honorable members may have highlighted that they would wish to raise? Dr. Masipa, I see your hand is up.
Chair, thank you very much. Chair, I don't have a problem. Like we said, you know, with the previous sitting, that we do not have a problem with the bill. We do support that we get a recordal system. However, we have also indicated that obviously the recordal system is done on the basis that, you know, you've got a legislation obviously that support that. So I think I'm not sure how, I think it's gonna be in the deliberation that where it's gonna be reported with regards to the implementation obviously. Because we don't want this bill to lapse and restart again and wait for another 5 years or so. But I think that's important that I just thought I needed to note. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Masipa. That is noted, and I think we will ensure that in processing the bill, that is also highlighted. Honorable members, any other honorable member who may wish to highlight an issue or an amendment on the bill? Thank you, honorable members. With no amendments made, can we agree on the bill?
Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Kape. Any second on agreeing to process the bill? Any second, honorable members, on processing the bill?
Honorable Mark is here, Chair, to second.
Thank you, honorable Mark, for seconding the agreement to process the bill. Honorable members, we will therefore refer the bill, the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill, to legal resources for further processing in ensuring that we may be able to come up with a draft A list and therefore further processing into the B bill. On my agenda, honorable members, that was all that we had. I would like to check with the secretariat if there's any other further business in terms of minutes. I see the hand of our content advisor, Mam Tashe. You may go ahead, Mam Tashe.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair, and good morning, members and colleagues. Chair, my sincere apologies. I had network issues. I tried to raise my hand during the planned health bill. My apologies to you and the members for taking you back. It's just quick ones, editorial. They might not even be issues, but it's just to get clarity from the department in respect of clause 15, subsection 6. Reads as any phytosanitary certificate issued under subsection 5 shall indicate the country of origin of the consignment. In this case, I was wondering if the bill shouldn't say subsection 3 rather, because the certificate is issued under subsection 3. It's just a point of clarity on that one, Chair, before the committee finalizes the bill. It's just an editorial one on that one. And that's clause 15 for the department to take note. And the other one is also an editorial check. It's to just to seek clarity again on clause 24, that's in respect of the people that should be appointed into the appeal board. Subsection 3 on clause 24 reads as the person referred to in subsection 2 must be designated as the chairperson. So in this case, I was just wondering, subsection 2 has A and B, and B is the person with knowledge of relevant field of law. That's A. 2A, and 2B is two or more persons with expert knowledge of the subject of the appeal. So on that one, I was just wondering if subsection 3 reads as the person referred to in subsection 2, does that mean any of the three or more people appointed in the appeals board can be the chairperson, or if it should just be 2A, the person with the relevant field of law? It's just those two clarities. Thank you.
Thank you, Mam Tashe. Often in Parliament, when we have passed a certain item, we never revert back to it. And I understand the issue of connectivity and challenges that we may experience on these virtual meetings. Allow me to ascertain from the department if there's any responses.
Good morning, Julian Yafta here. With respect to 24, subsection 3, I think we will. The intention was to refer to 24.2a, the person with relevant experience in law. But I also suspect that as the B bill is processed, that small editorials like this and the previous one would be dealt with. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Thank you, honorable members. As we process the bill, then the small issues such as the editorial will be attended to, as the department says. I see the hand of Honorable Masipa.
Chair, I just want to make an input there, because I think I did not read that deep as Mayor Noxola indicated. But I do think that we must just apply our mind in terms of subsection 3. The person referred to in subsection 2 must be designated as any, for me, it should be any of the persons referred to. But I think we must apply our mind, because, you know, not necessarily that somebody with expert knowledge will make a very good chairperson. I just thought I will make that input. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. Honorable members, as I said, the bill will be sent to legal services, and the issues raised by honorable members, including our content advisors, will be taken into account as we process the bill in drafting the A list and the B bill. That, honorable members, concludes the business of the day. Ma'am Kakaza, any other matters in terms of minutes you may wish to adopt?
No, Chair, we'll adopt all the outstanding minutes in the next meeting, last committee meeting, next Tuesday. Thank you, Chair.
With that said, honorable members, there's no further business of the day. I would want to remind honorable members that we have a sitting at 10 o'clock. Please ensure that you connect timelessly. And those that will be in the house, will see you in the corridors of Parliament. I want to take this opportunity to wish you a great afternoon and wish you well for the weekend ahead. Please be safe as we start the month of December, and many people during this period lose their lives to reckless driving. So please be safe and ensure that you get the much needed rest on every weekend. Don't forget to put in your energy into your constituencies as we gear up for a 2024, which is gonna be the highlight of next year with elections upon us. So have a wonderful weekend. We shall connect on our last meeting next Tuesday. Thank you, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Bye-bye.